I'm so glad you said that, because as you were talking about that, I thought, you know what?
Why do
this
we?
This is a great beer to have in the morning.
Yeah,
this is
waffle,
Belgian waffles with syrup and salty, meaty bacon on the side.
Pints and Pairings is brought to you in part by We're Driving and The Beer Cave. Learn more about our sponsors at hopheadshead.com/pintsandpairings.
Hello and welcome to Pints and Pairings. I am Curtis Taylor, also known as Hophead Said.
And I'm Jason Hendrick with Everybody's Hungry. Curtis, every time you say also known as, I picture you like bouncing out of a phone booth or something in a different outfit and persona, like
Hophead Said.
I am putting together a book proposal as we speak. I mean, that's what I've been doing in my off times at home. And one of the things that I call, because I talk about my platform and everything, because, you know, publishers and agents, they all want to know, how are you going to be able to promote your book? Because they don't do that anymore. You've got to promote
it. Self-promotion.
And I talked about my alter ego, Hophead Said.
And I think uniform or outfit-wise, Hophead Said, you need like some jockey box guns on either hip, like almost like camping style kegs with a spout. Like,
there you go, the Cobra Taps.
Cobra, ooh, I like that. I never heard that term before.
Yeah,
pour Cobra Taps from up here.
Well, I was pulling them from down here. The unfortunate part about that is that I was shooting them from this general region,
the Chestal region.
So we are broadcasting live from the Ventura County Fairgrounds here in Ventura,
California.
This
is our first time at the fairgrounds. We're very happy to be here, and they were very gracious to put us up on a main stage here in the agricultural building.
Who knew there was this right next to the beach? I didn't know that.
It is a country fair with ocean air.
There you go. And we've got some sort of motorsports something happening behind, which happens. That's the only reason.
That's on
why
one
I
side. No, let's be clear. That motorsports is behind us. In front of us, we have this rock and roll, like, circle roller coaster thing with some...
It's the vomit machine.
Yeah, and it's got some techno beats to it. But in the middle, we have a great feature today. Right. And the focus is all about the Bounty of the County Food and Beer Challenge. And we have three local breweries from Ventura County paired with three Ventura County restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
We're on our third pairing tonight.
They've been fantastic. Since we've, you know,
yeah.
The first two were fantastic. We're hitting the third. One of the things that we talked about in the very first episode was that there's three different awards. There's the best beer, there's the best food, and then there's the best food pairing. And so far, I think the beers themselves with the foods that they've paired, that have been paired together, are spot on.
They're very smart pairings. The chef and the head brewer and the owners of each brewery, the way they've all sat down and really brought together the components of each of the items, the food and the beer, seem to be very well played.
And one of the things we were talking about was just the surprise pairings. Somebody else's beer with somebody else's dish. I haven't really come across that yet. Now, we still have one more to go. And we're talking about surf breweries. They've got their session IPA, the Shaka. One of the things I love about the term session is it's widely used, and you just got to go.
Widely abused.
You just got to go with the flow. Whatever the brewery wants to call it, then I'm happy with what they decided to call their beer. I've become a little less
stringent.
Yes, there you go.
Staunch.
However,
should I keep going?
You could, but let's talk about the beer here. One of the things I like about this one in particular, and other breweries do this as well, is a lot of times these session IPAs are one hop beers. And so you really get to discover the bittering qualities of it, the flavor components, and the aroma components of the hops. And they've used different hops throughout this. They use up all of their Citra hops, so to speak, or their Simcoe hops, or whatever it is that they're using. This one happens to be Citra. And so if you want to broaden your hop identifying, I don't know, properties, qualities.
If you want to be more educated on hops.
There you go. Thank you.
Drink a single hop IPA or a single hop beer.
And the XPAs are the way to go. So we've got Surf Brewery, and they're brewed with, it's the barbecue, Saloon Barbecue. There we go. based out of Ventura as well. We've got some kind of barbecue chicken, it looks
this
like.
This is a chicken lollipop. I'm curious to see how this is going to work out. It's got a great crunch and deep fry crust, and I'm anticipating that the chicken lollipop with the little bit of slaw they have underneath it will bring out some of the more rich notes of the IPA, but also the grassy notes. That slaw underneath hopefully should really draw in some of those vegetal characteristics.
I think so, too.
But what I like about, before we go too far, just focusing on the beer by itself, what I like about this Shaka is it's got a dankness to it. It's got a little wet field aspect, a little grass to me. And I'm excited about that because it's not, typically you're going to see that with something more of a Belgian focus or a Saison focus, but the fact that this single hop or session IPA is bringing you a wet grass field component is fun for me. I like that because I know there's going to be depth of flavor.
No, I'm giving you the sign. Keep talking because I got food in my mouth.
This is not the food in the mouth show.
I've got food in my teeth.
I'm about to follow right behind, though, the chicken lollipop. Right. Looking at the slaw, though, I mean, breaking down some of the ingredients they've used, it looks like a little bit of cilantro. There's some carrot. There's a little bit of cheese built in there. So, again, we should have some layering effects, some creaminess, some vegetal flavors, the richness and the fatty protein of the chicken. And hopefully those all really dance well. And you'll have to let me know because you're the one finishing your bite.
So this is a contrasting pairing. And this is a really refreshing version of the contrast. So you've got this really flavorful, really savory piece of meat. And then you've got this really crisp and light, citrusy beer that helps to cleanse the palate all the way through. This pairing works because, and if you don't care for XPAs, extra XPAs, if you think they're a little too bitter or a little too light, this is one of the best ways to do that pairing. Is it keeps the barbecue and the chicken keep that beer, kind of hold it back a little bit, because that the bitterness is trying to scrub your palate a little bit. And so by the time it gets through the chicken and the barbecue sauce, you're there with a really mild sort of tropical fruit flavor.
Now I'm going to have to call you to the carpet just a little bit as my friend and co-host in the sake of information. Looking at this dish, I didn't see you shake any of the slaw into your mouth. Now, the reason I bring that up is because there is some slivered celery in there as well. And the slivered celery brings you back from the contrasting into more some of the resonating tones. It's a really awesome little spike of flavor that goes with the hops in this XPA, this Shaka. And I totally agree with you in terms of the chicken with the contrasting notes and the cleansing, the refreshing aspects of the IPA. But then that slaw brings it right back into a melding kind of flavor note.
Yeah. I forgot that I had a fork and that I had an extra plate that I could put that down. I was just worried about where I was going to put that chicken for a second.
So again,
but I just took a forkful of that.
Right slaw. In line with the first two competitors, Surf Brewery and Saloon have been able to pull out contrasting and resonating tones in different layers of this dish.
And Jason, you're spot on with the resonating flavors with that coleslaw. And one of the things, if you're an aspiring beer suggestion, you're a beer pairing, you're looking to make you're looking to create your own beer pairings, think of the foods and the dishes that you like the most, and you can get a lot of great pointers from that. So you look at this dish in particular, even the other one, the sweet potato and the lily koi, that was another one that's similar to this. It hit the whole range, and if it had just been chicken and barbecue, it would have been a really heavy, savory thing. The coleslaw helps to lighten it up. And you think, when I look at beer pairings, that's what I try and do with the beer. If it's to hit that happy medium, or for one to bring the other back into balance so that you can enjoy more of it, I guess.
And a great nod to the way the beer and the chicken, excluding the coleslaw, back to your original point, excluding the coleslaw, back to just the beer and chicken comparing to each other, what's fun is that without a sweet batter or a sweet spice in the chicken coating when they fried it, there's enough hop, piney, resiny, green notes in the beer to push the sweetness of the chicken up. Mm-hmm. So the flesh of the chicken and that kind of darker breading that's been used for the deep fry is really accentuated nicely because the beer and the hops that are in there are pushing that sweetness to a new level.
Well said. I'm going to leave that right there. I think if I was looking at... all the pairings, so what I'm really trying to say is all the pairings so far have been spot on, like what you said, that they worked really hard together in order to taste and identify the flavor components and to have some sort of resonating and contrasting component in each one of these dishes.
And I don't know if the chicken, just to close out the food side, because I'm even more hungry being at the fair than I thought I would be, I don't know if they intended it to be this way, but they deep fried the chicken a little beyond what I would think of as golden, which is fun though, because it lets off a smoky, kind of burnt caramel flavor component in the chicken by itself. And I hope that it's on the menu. And if it's not, I would recommend a saloon to put this on the menu because it's a fun chicken wing. It's smoky, it's earthy, it's dark caramely. I like it. It's a cool wing. Thank you, saloon.
Well done. I don't have anything else to comment on this. I want to do global comments, but I want to come back in another section.
Yeah, because we want to try to get some feedback from the brewers and the chefs, as well as from Cat Merrick, Totally Local VC, and the VC Fair for hosting us, because this has been a fun time for us to really showcase, again, Ventura County breweries and restaurants, and we want to make sure that they get a chance to weigh in on their opinions.
And before we close out, I want to make sure that you know to follow us, join the conversations with hashtag Beer Suggestioneer, hashtag Pints and Pairings. If you think your local barbecue joint has the best barbecue chicken wings, let us know about it. Let us know what the beer is that you pair with it. What they do, is it American light lager,
or rich brown ale,
or whatever it is that you do. So let us know. You can find us at hopheadshead.com/pintsandpairings. There it is. And
hashtag Pints and Pairings and hashtag Beer Suggestioneers.
All of our contact information is there. And, on YouTube and all that kind of stuff. Give us a like, YouTube, iTunes, all that good stuff. So close out this episode by reminding everyone to eat, drink, and be hoppy.
See you the next pour.
Cheers. Hi, I'm Curtis Taylor from Hophead Said.
And I'm Jason Hendrick from Everybody's Hungry. Whether it's a night out with friends or listening to the Pints and Pairings show, getting home safe requires some planning. We trust our vehicles and ride home to Weird Driving, based in Oxnard, California.
Find out more about this designated driving service at weirddriving.com. That's weirddriving.com. If you're not in SoCal, find a trusted DD service in your area, and we'll see you at the next pour.
Cheers.